Welcome back to the Zach and Black podcast. I'm Black.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Tony.
We got Tony in the back. He in the back of the whip right now. Because this is another week, y'all. Another week where we are out of the studio. Families is getting sick all across Ann Arbor and Ipsy, man. Like even my kids' daycare, they're shut down on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they're shut down tomorrow. They got cases of RSV. COVID and the flu.
Oh shit!
My son has the flu. I think Zach. What is? Does your daughter have the flu?
My wife had the sinus infection, so I'm sure she just got whatever she's got.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Either way, man. Everybody is getting sick still. That's not an excuse for us to not give you all content, though. So yeah. We're back with another episode here. Before we get started. Remember to like, share, rate, and follow us on X at Zach in Black Pod. That's Zach in the letter N Black Pod. Okay, we got a few things for you all today. A little bit personal stories from myself here. We got a U-Haul next to me right now. That's acting like they don't know how to drive because somebody this other car in? Next to me stopped.
Somebody moving in.
Dog, if they look, it's for real, just like if they hit my car, like everyone's just gonna hear me fight on a pod. Like that's all that's gonna happen. Like on Jesus. But I'm gonna disregard that for now. We do have an update from what was it, the Wednesday pod, or was that last Sunday we talked about Shohei?
That was last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, last Sunday. Okay, yeah, we got an update there for you all. We're going to get into the creeps of the week, and you already know who these creeps are. Everyone is talking about them.
D&D,
you already know, but we will get into that when we get into that. But I'm going to pass it off to Zach here with the Shohei update, and then we'll get into it.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, you know, basically Shohei just told us exactly what everybody would say in this situation if you were an almost billion-dollar athlete. You know, along the lines of Ipe's been stealing money from me, from my account, and has told lies. This is through his teammate, Yoshinobu Yamamoto's interpreter. So everything is a little awkward and they're like, the whole interview is kind of like wacky. But yeah, along the lines of he's telling lies. I never placed a bet with him. He said, I will be working with the authorities with anything they need. And this is the last time you'll hear me speak about this publicly. And basically said, I'm just going to go out there and ball out. Y'all not going to hear anything from me. Basically. Yeah. There was a, hold on one second. Another thing came out about Ipe over the weekend. So his university that he put on his resume, UC Riverside, said that somebody from ESPN, I believe, from The Athletic, Sam Blum, reached out to UC Riverside, and UC Riverside said that Ipe has never attended the school. There was no record of him being at this school.
Does that school have to do with him being in an interpreter, or he was already an interpreter before they came this side of the shore anyway, though, right?
Well, no, Ipe was born in the United States.
Really?
Yeah. I think, pretty sure, yeah. Okay. And he supposedly went to UC Riverside to get his degree for interpretation and shit like that. Public relations.
Okay, and then there's no record of that. So
yeah, apparently.
So he's a fraud, but that doesn't work out for his case of not stealing money.
No.
at all. But I mean, he's still obviously good at being an interpreter.
Yeah, you just got it off the strength of just knowing English.
Yeah, Japanese. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, he worked it out. But like I said, this doesn't work towards his case of not stealing, because, like, we already know you're fraud now.
Yeah, man, for real.
This is another story of not going to college, though.
I think this is kind of smart, low key, because
what I'm saying. He saved so much money by lying.
That too. But he also didn't just like lie and be like, "Yeah, I went to Harvard, man." No, he said UC Riverside.
Right. Well, that's why. You can't lie about a big school. You have to lie about one of, you know, like a sister school. Because like UC Riverside, that's like, I went to UC Irvine. Like, who goes there?
Yeah, nobody's going to reach out to UC Irvine to check. You know what I mean?
Nothing UC. They're not going to look into any of those schools over on the coast. They'll be really good lying about any of those schools. You just can't say UCLA.
Yeah. What if, I'm going to go to Baker and get my interpreter degree.
Hey, you know the sad thing about Baker College?
What?
All right. Now, I drove past there, like where it usually is over off of 94.
Yeah.
It's a high school now.
Oh no, Baker's gone.
Yeah, I don't know what the high school is. Their mascot is a cardinal. But the Baker College is gone, dog.
Like,
from that area, at least maybe they're all online. But that was supposed to be our plug, dude.
Damn.
Straight up, man. I've been telling niggas to go to Baker College forever, like just being funny. But but I wanted the chips off of that. But it looked like they losing money.
Dude, you want to know the first article that came up when I Googled it?
What'd you say again?
You know the first article that came up when I Googled Baker College?
What was it, man?
Baker College turnaround plagued by federal scrutiny and plunging revenue.
That's why I was going to get down, because I could get in a pocket instantly. It's like, I know that y'all killing people over these interest loans and shit like that, but I'm trying to get down. I've been telling niggas to go. That's sad, man. That's sad for them and sad for me.
Yeah.
That's the best. All right, but back to Shohei. My bad. Back to Shohei. Yeah. Like Zach said, it seems like he's just saying everything that we knew he would say.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to work hand in hand with who is it that's working on the case for him?
I think
it's, is it just local police, or is it deeper?
I think right now it's just LAPD.
Okay, but it's going to turn into a federal thing, like for sure. It's 4.2 mil, you said?
Yeah, 4.5.
4.5, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, it's gonna get federal real quick.
Yeah.
It's gonna get federal real quick. But like you said, he already said all the things that we thought. And now we're just waiting. But Ipay got a strike against him now.
Yeah.
He is a liar. He's smart, and I respect it. But he is a fraud.
Yeah.
So gambler is not too far down the totem pole from fraud. I don't think at least.
There's a picture of BP before a recent game of Ohtani and Mookie Betts sitting next to each other, and it just says Ohtani and Betts. Someone said he sure does, God. Illegally too.
That's ridiculous, man.
They can't be seen in public together. That's crazy.
They should have did a jersey swap.
Speaking of jersey swaps, did you guys see the NBA jersey swap or the Black Dick?
Oh yeah, Black Dick. Yeah, did you see the jersey swap?
No, I didn't.
I forgot where their names is. I don't know if you can look it up, but there was a jersey swap between two NBA players,
Grady Dick and what's his name? Fuck.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the names are actually, but their last names are Dick and
Gurley
Black.
And Peterson.
No, sir, just type in. I don't even know if you should type that in. You can't just type in Black Dick into Google and
Anthony Black, Anthony
just
Black
type in
and
Anthony
Grady Dick
Black jersey swap. Just type that in. But it's two basketball players. Their last names are Dick and Black, so they did a jersey swap, and then took a picture where the the picture says black dick. Did you find it? Yeah, this is the video of it. So yeah, there's black right there and there's dick. And then during the video, you could see that they're talking about it.
Yeah.
And then at one point, one of the guys is just like, he's like, fuck it. I'm going to do it. So they're headed off to do the jersey swap here. And just look at how they make sure what their placement is before they change it. Now look at them change spots. You see them change spots?
Yeah.
So they're just like, yeah, man, it's about to say black dick.
I think him and Bruce Brown did one earlier in the season.
Who did?
Him and Bruce Brown. Brown dick.
He did brown dick too?
Yeah.
Oh man. He's probably just looking for all the last names now. Cause that's what that's what I would do. I'm trying to think of some other good ones. Man, too bad Luke Longley doesn't still play.
Dude,
Longley.
Get his son in the league Longley now.
Dick Longley. I can figure out a whole bunch of good ones.
Dick Longley.
Yeah, bro. Speaking about dicks, let's get to the creeps of the week, bro.
Creepers. Ew.
Tony, I'm actually going to toss this off to you first off, because we already know whose house got raided.
Diddy.
or what are we calling? Diddy? Puffy? Puffy Sean Combs.
I call him Puff.
P. Diddy.
I still call him P. Diddy.
Daddy.
Puff. Hey, yo.
Cheek Mills.
Cheek Mills?
Cheek Mills is wild. Cheek Mills is wild. You can call him that now, though, from all of the shit and listening back to some lyrics.
Did you hear the audio?
What audio? Which
the
one?
Audio of him getting his cheeks clapped by Diddy himself.
Oh God!
Where did you hear about this?
This is all over the net. It's all over the net.
But how? And by all heard? Over, he means conspiracy TikTok.
There's an audio.
Yeah, bro. Exactly.
There's an audio. Let me look up the audio.
We don't need. Okay. We're not gonna.
Listen. I don't know. I don't know if we can put that on the airways.
Show verification.
No, but I'm saying, how would they verify that the audio was Meek?
Oh, it's another guy that said he was at that party.
See, so that
recorded.
It's hearsay, bro. It's hearsay.
So we don't know if that was Diddy and Meek Mills. But Meek Mills had his back arched in the pool.
How we know that if it's an audio?
Pool off from getting stroked.
That's oh my God.
That's wild. We weren't even supposed to get into Diddy and all of his bad stuff yet. Because I was trying to get you to start talking about Quiet on the Set, the Nickelodeon docuseries. The Nickelodeon docuseries that catalogs the lives of the kids who grew up in show business. Under Dan Snyder's tutelage, shows that we all know, like All That, The Amanda Show, Victorious, iCarly, teenage show called like What I Like About You. It was like on the like, I don't know, like UPN or some shit like that. I don't know, but all the shows that he made, all these kids were under. And the pressures and abuses that they took. And there was actually a bigger villain than Dan Snyder on the show. I'm going to go ahead and say it now, Brian Peck. We're not going to say what he did, but he was a touchy man.
Is he related to Josh Peck?
Right. That's the first thing that I thought.
I don't think he is.
They're not related though. They're not related at all. But if you guys don't know who Brian Peck is, if you're in your 30s, you know who Pickle Boy is, who was on the Amanda Show, the grown man who just used to hand out pickles and stuff.
Yeah.
That's Brian Peck. All right. So that's who one of the main villains was on there. But Tony, can you tell us about some things that you saw while you were watching it? And I'll give you guys a few things that they didn't even mention in the show.
What, all that?
Not all that. I'm talking about when you watch Quiet on the Set. We're talking about the creeps, bro. We're not talking about the good times right now. Okay. Just the creeps. Okay. But I mean, if like it's something that happened on the show that was like, hey, yo, that's creepy. Like just anything.
There's, I mean, yeah, there. It's just like when Drake was talking about being on the couch and not knowing who or what was touching him while he was unconscious, is just, you know, it just didn't rub me the right way. Like, and I don't want to say the wrong things, but he woke up to some head. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my God.
Some fellatio. Oh, you know Lord. What I'm saying? Like,
that's not, it's not, it said, hey, you, if you want to keep it a buck, Zach, if you want to keep it a buck, in the court documents, it did say oral copulation.
Oral sex!
So, I mean, but that's not the only thing that happened. So we don't know if that first mention of SA was that.
Yeah.
But I mean, kind of like Tony said earlier, though, it's like, what else could it have been for that? But
yeah,
like he's saying, nobody should go through something like that. And the crazy part about that, this happened in, I believe it said like August 2003. I think within the next month or two, Drake and Josh finally like did their pilot. It has nothing to do with like casting couch stuff. Like that didn't, it's not like that happened. And then they got the show. The show was already slated.
Yeah.
But that's just showing that even like a child at like 14, 15, something like that can happen to them and you will never know. Because most of the people who were even interviewed on that show, like after they finally saw the final cuts and everything, everybody was just thrown off.
Yeah.
Because like Drake. Like Drake. My bad. I'm sorry. No, but like that's not who people thought it would have been. Like if anyone would have thought anything, it probably would have been Amanda Bynes, because Dan Snyder was so close to her when she was coming up as a kid.
He got her too.
Yeah, but she didn't come to the show, so we don't know. But I'll say, but her life is so off track now. I think she said she's taking a test to be like an esthetician now.
What is an esthetician?
Like skincare shit or something. I don't know. Like one of those girl things, bro. I don't know. Oh. You know what an esthetician is, like?
Esthetician?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah. See, it's girl stuff. Yeah, we don't know what that is. Yeah. But like, she literally went from being a tour de force as far as like really female comedians, because no, like when it comes to slapstick comedy and stuff like that, Amanda Bynes is still probably one of the best at it. But her life was derailed by this guy. And so many different things happened to other people as well that they didn't even talk about in the show. Like Britney Spears' younger sister, Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Zoe 101, dope-ass show. Yeah. Dope-ass fucking show. It got cut short. Why? You know why it got cut short?
She didn't want to do.
No, she was pregnant.
Oh, shit.
She got pregnant.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
When she was a teenager. I'm not saying that Dan is the baby daddy. I'm not saying that. Yeah. What I'm saying is they were adults on that set, bro. Like, because he blurred the line for them.
Yeah.
Like, it would be crazy to try to work under somebody like that. Especially, they only had, like, two women writers back on the Amanda show. And they had to share a salary. And it was also said that they would, like, Dan would just ask them to do, like, sexually explicit things under the guise of a joke. And everybody will want to, you know, appease Dan, so they would go ahead and, you know, go through that abuse and stuff like that. So it goes farther past the kids.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because it all happened like right in front of our faces. Like, especially for me being 32 and I grew up before like most of these shows were out and stuff like that. So I saw everything. I didn't start seeing all the feet until 2 years ago.
Wow.
You don't notice that as a kid. But as an adult, you start watching stuff and you're just like, dude, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. Like, why is every joke a foot in the mouth? Or someone taking their shoes off and putting it in something. They're cake sitting, bro. That's a porn topic.
Yeah.
That's a wild thing. I know you didn't watch it, Zach, but have you heard any of the Nick Kidd lore that shows this type of abuse?
Yeah. I don't know who is listening that has watched the Blame It on Jorge doc on YouTube about like 5 years ago. But yeah, all the things that you guys are saying, I've heard it, besides the Drake thing, that thing's new. But yeah, I've heard about all of this. Eat the fucking the Sam and Cat Twitter account. Tweeting out for kids to write Sam and Cat on their feet and post it on Twitter. What? That was fucking wild.
Yeah. They didn't talk about that during the Quiet on the Set, but that did come out. The creator, Dan Snyder, was telling kids to like send in like your talents and blah blah blah, but it would mostly just be kids doing stuff with their feet.
Yeah.
And you would see it on the show. Because there was a segment, be like, you know, what did the kids send in type shit? And it's always feet stuff.
Oh, wow.
And we never fucking caught on, dude. We never got caught on. Crazy. So, like there's definitely, like, what's the word? There's a disconnect. There's a disconnect when you're a child and you're seeing this type of media between when you're an adult and you're seeing it. I understand that you have to have adult jokes and satire in kid shows just to keep kids watching them. I mean, just to keep the adults in the room while the kids watching it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I mean, like there's a scene on like a Boss Baby where one of the kids, he drinks a Long Island iced tea. He takes a sip of it and he's like, oh, those people in Long Island sure don't know how to make an iced tea. It's like the adults know that nigga just drunk alcohol.
Yeah.
But none of the kids do. But that makes us laugh. So we're just like, all right, I'll keep watching it too.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like sexually explicit things, those should stay out of children's television.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't think there's any place for it at all. I think the closest you can ever get to that is like kicking a dude in the nuts. And it's just a he got hit in the nuts joke. Cause that's not sexual, but it's genitalia. But I think that's the closest you can get.
Yeah.
Without you crossing a line.
Kids can relate to that too. I got kicked in the nuts. I know what it feels like.
Yeah, for sure. Know? Definitely. Like maybe not open palm hit, you know, where they're touching, you know, close fist or like a shoe maybe.
Yeah.
Ooh, not close fist.
Ooh, oh God.
Ooh, I felt that. I need to stop talking about that. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But it definitely makes you look at things a lot differently.
Yeah.
And that also brings me back to Diddy.
Mm.
So before we get Diddy, P diddly diddy. Diddly diddly do.
Diddy diddly? Diddy diddly.
The diddler. That's what he needs to change his name. But even with Diddy, people watched him take in Usher when he was a young teen.
15.
taking him through the club.
15?
Yep, taking him through the club.
Bruh.
Probably was in there drinking. I mean, he had just hit the scene, you know what I'm saying? But Diddy got to get to you first. He did the same thing with Justin Bieber.
Damn, how old is Diddy? What the fuck?
Dude, Diddy was, well, he had to have been, I think he was in his 20s when he was like managing with Biggie. And that was in the 90s.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I mean, yeah, he's like almost like in his 50s or high 40s, low 50s, yeah, something like that.
54. Usher's 45. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So, also did the same thing with Justin Bieber. As soon as he hit the scene, he had him over there. There's actually a clip of Justin Bieber being shown to be uncomfortable with Diddy, upset that he doesn't want to stay at his house.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
did he want to spend a night?
Yeah, he told him to pack the spend the night bag, and Bieber said no, and he was just upset about it, basically. Damn. But these are things that we saw growing up, and people are just like, oh yeah, just, you know, someone taking them under their wing, and then they turn out to be a monster. Diddy's house, I'm not sure which home of his was raided, but Diddy's home was raided. Earlier in the week, I believe his sons may have been there at the time.
Yeah, all four of them, I think.
Yeah, I believe his children were there. Diddy was seen. He was seen taking his private jet to, where was it? Do you remember exactly where it was at?
I'm not sure. I can pull it up, but it is a country that doesn't extradite.
Yeah, which is the big thing. It is a country that doesn't extradite.
It is safe to say that he is not coming home.
I believe that he is home. I'm not going to hold you.
No, but he ain't coming home, though.
No, listen. They will not to that house.
He's not coming home.
Not to that house. But, I mean, they had a warrant to search. They don't have a warrant for arrest.
Yeah.
Which is what the thing is. And I didn't delve into court documents or anything.
Palm Springs.
Okay, it's Palm Springs crib. So what's that, Florida? I don't know. I'm broke. I don't know nothing about the nice places.
Yeah, that's Florida. That's Florida. Okay.
Palm Springs.
That's Florida. Here. He is Florida. He over here asking. You know, it's California. Yeah. See, we broke as hell, Zach.
Damn.
We don't know nothing.
Diddy's in Cape Verde right now.
Cape Verde, that's where it was. Okay, so yeah, so Diddy went off the Cape Verde. I don't believe he's been questioned really about anything, because like I said, they had a warrant to search, but I don't believe they have a warrant for arrest. And also, like I said, I didn't delve into the case, but we know they had to find at least a few double-sided dildos up in there, right?
Yeah.
Had to have found something. Like, he probably got like a torture room, probably like a room with just shower heads on it, because then it's easier to clean it up, like after he's just peeing on people, because we know he like peeing on people.
Like a gym shower. Oh damn, you're really
slandering that man.
This isn't slander. Look, this is how it is. All right, Young Miami had said something about getting peed on. She didn't start talking about none of that shit until she got with Diddy. She's been caping for him ever since. Diddy pees on niggas. As soon as you make a certain amount of money, I guess.
She tell you herself, she is a whore.
All right, but
what that got to do with being peed on?
All right, but that means something that just validifies. That just verifies it. All right, she's a whore. She's saying she got peed on. We know Diddy's doing it. Diddy is peeing on niggas. Come on, it's not that far-fetched. We knew R. Kelly was doing it. How far-fetched is it that Diddy was doing it?
How far-fetched?
They said Diddy go walk up into jail, and then R. Kelly go pop out like, twin,
nah.
Where have you been? Nobody. Don't No, their parties had to have been like crazy, bro. I'm not saying like fun, just like crazy in general.
You seen the video of LeBron and him on IG Live a couple years ago? He's saying, "Ain't no party like a Diddy party."
Well, because there ain't no party like a Diddy party, but the Diddy party, you gotta go like all the way downstairs, and then there's a door. All right, and then once you go through that door, that's when the party starts.
Tinfoil hat, let's go.
Yeah, man, that's where all the shower heads are, bro.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, baby.
It is tinfoil time.
Yeah, let's go.
What do we think Diddy has in his house?
Oh, fucking God.
Well, Jesus. I mean, he definitely got some trap doors in that, John.
I knew he got some trap doors in that.
He got to have some, like...
Like, it's this big space here, and we can't get in it. Like,
yeah. He said, yeah. What else? He probably got those... He got like one of them long ass halls with just a whole bunch of paintings, and like he's just behind them like with the eyes and shit,
like an American Psycho. Oh nah,
he probably uses it like he has a foyer room, like so during parties when people are having sex, he's just behind the painting looking at people, just punching the clown, Yeah, over there just choking the chicken. They don't know what that grunting is, but it's Diddy behind the painting of King James.
King James painting.
The first one. Man, he is a mess, bro.
It's crazy, dude.
Dude, it's gonna be wild when it all comes out.
When it all comes out, when it crash and burn. It's going to be wild.
How many people are going to go down, bro?
No one's going to go down. Everybody's
a lot of people are going down. Fuck, oh, my God.
Bro, what? If they don't do my man's like Epstein, everybody going down. Because Epstein was pretty much... Epstein was like white Diddy, maybe.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely white Diddy.
You know what I'm saying? Epstein was white Diddy, and he...
At this point.
And he... finger quotations, he deleted himself. Yeah, he did delete himself in solitary.
Crack of shit.
Exactly. See, look at you. You got, Jeffrey. Yeah, man, see you, Zach, you got your tinfoil hat on right now, too.
No, that ain't even tinfoil. That's parchment paper, bro.
That's parchment, boy.
Bro, everybody knows
Epstein
that.
Epstein and Diddy came out.
See? You hear what he said?
What do you say?
He said, I looked up Jeffrey Epstein and Diddy came up. I told you, he's white Diddy, bro.
Do you think he's on the flight logs? Would it shock you?
No, that wouldn't shock me. Why would he not be on the flight log? He's just from the strength of he's one of the richest black people.
Yeah.
Why would he not go?
Yeah.
Come on now. Like you're gonna go.
Yeah, for real.
Like even other people who aren't partaking, they're going. So you know Diddy's going because he wanna partake. For sure, man.
Damn, man.
All these creeps of the week, man.
Man, I dropped to my knees when I saw a picture of Kobe dapping up Diddy at the Diddy party. Oh, my God.
I mean, like, at the end of the day, man, he's still Diddy. That's like it's...
It was nothing but a boost in his career.
No, look, it's just the part where it's just like, I like the art and not the artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, separate the art from the artist, man.
I mean, I do it all the time, man.
But you can't even do that because in this music, you talking about fucking Meek Mill.
He said you can't even do it. You can't do it because... Dog,
what you listening to Diddy for?
Ain't no one listening to Diddy. He's already...
That's what anybody who listens to Diddy, I'm going to say, what you listening to Diddy for?
Listen, no one's listening to Diddy. It's about what he did.
What did he do? He's done everything illegally.
Dude,
that's not the point. Oh, Jesus, what was that? Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I bounced out real quick. But did y'all hear that Love album he dropped? Like right before all this happened?
Who, Diddy?
Yeah.
Nah.
That shit was flames, dude. Oh my god.
What was it like? Like some like feature type shit, like some DJ Khaled type producer CD?
I don't know what, dude. I don't know. I think I keep hitting this button. But yeah, it's kind of like the R&B version.
An R&B version?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's dope.
It's got the Weeknd, Summer on it. Oh my god.
I bet you it was a banger.
Yeah.
See, and that's exactly why niggas fuck with Diddy. All right, because he's still dropping. You know how long everyone was fucking with R. Kelly? You want to know why? Chocolate Factory, Ignition. Like, nigga, like, he, every time he was about to catch a case, what did he do? He dropped the album. Dropped a banger. Make niggas forget about it.
Oh my god. That's all they be wanting?
Bro, he made a whole modern opera, Trapped in the Closet, bro. Just to get our minds off of it, even though they was doing wild shit and Trapped in the Closet. Man, once a year, I go back and I listen to every single installment of Trapped in the Closet.
I'm actually about to.
Oh my.
It's the shit, dog. It's a masterpiece, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to, like, just be big up in R. Kelly right now, but Trapped in the Closet is a modern masterpiece,
at least pirate it. Jesus Christ. Oh my god.
Pirate it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just watch it through YouTube, bro.
It's giving him streams.
He's not getting paid for those streams. Somebody those are going is. It's going to the victims.
Is it?
The it's going to the victims, bro.
The victims.
What if anything, the more views, the better now.
Yeah, because it's going to the victims. Yeah, but like,
man. But that's all it is. That's all it is. All right. It's they don't like the things that he's doing. Mm-hmm. But come on, man. Like, he made that joint with Faith Evans, man. Like Biggie passed away, made the memorial. Tinfoil time. Yep. Oh, we God. Know he did it. All right. We know that he sacrificed Biggie. All right. We already know that. That's almost not even tinfoil either. Do you think that's tinfoil, Zach?
I don't know about Biggie, but
you don't know?
Pac for sure. I think he did Pac.
Why would he kill Pac? He had no. What do you mean? He had no horse in the race. Well,
they hated each other.
Well, no. Listen, he had no horse because
fuck the bad boys.
Yeah, but if he kills him and he kills Biggie, then he has nobody to jump off of.
No, but I don't think he killed Biggie. I don't think he killed Biggie.
You're right, dude. He killed all the cops.
He killed both of them niggas. Like, bitch, fuck you.
He killed all the cop. He didn't kill all the cop. And I'm, man. All right, see, I need some more fucking foil on my hat, bro, because I'm fucking up now. Remember we used to be conspiracy niggas? You remember that shit? Heard.
Oh,
hey,
nah.
Hey, Zach. All right, so when we was younger, bro.
Oh, nah.
We was mad into watching conspiracy shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's where half of this shit coming from, and that's why I always just look at shit with an extra lens. I didn't do it when I was a kid. That's how I missed out on all this Nickelodeon shit.
Yeah.
But nothing Disney ever passed me.
Disney, you can't get away with shit. Disney.
Yeah. And Cartoon Network, they really only got, like, probably a couple bad things that happened through there. Like, Rebecca Sugar, she didn't even do anything bad for real, but she has a fanfic of Edda and Nettie where they're all just like fucking each other.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but they're kids, so it's like CP.
Oh,
you know
god
what I'm saying?
Damn.
Don't say that.
Jesus. Totally.
Yeah,
it's 40 minutes in.
Yeah, it's 40 minutes in. We're good. But yeah, it's just I can't think of any super bad people from that network.
You know, do you guys remember that era in like, no, because you guys were grown ass adults by then.
Bro, I go ahead. I know exactly what you mean. I'm a huge kid.
The era where like Destroy, Build, Destroy and like all those live action shows that Cartoon Network did.
Yeah, they were trying to replicate Nickelodeon and Disney success with that.
You know why they did it, low-key?
Why did they do it?
Because they weren't paying their animators. The animators were on strike.
Oh, yeah. So they had to get grifter children that they didn't have to
pay as much. Grifter children.
Who didn't have to, they didn't have to pay as much, and then they put that whack-ass shit on TV.
Destroy, Build, Destroy was like, it was
that was the only show
me.
That lasted, was Destroy, Build, Destroy, and there's one other show that actually lasted for a little bit, but the rest of them just fell straight off the map. No one was trying to watch that shit. Nigga, this is Cartoon Network. This is not a cartoon. This is not a fucking cartoon.
Not Nickelodeon.
He said not Nickelodeon. Oh, you know, actually, you know what? No, yeah, okay. All right. Y'all got anything else to say about these creeps before we don't give any more airtime to their names? Yo, sorry about the technical difficulties, y'all. We're doing this, we're doing another app, all right? We doing another app tonight. So we tried to get all this stuff down so we can get the show out to y'all. Thank you for bearing with us through this time until we get back into the studio. But like I was saying, is there anything else that we want to say about these guys before we stop giving them airtime? Anything else?
I think I'm good.
Well, so you guys good? But I say Tony said before, said no Diddy. All right.
No Diddy.
All right. So no Diddy instead of pause now. That's what we doing, no. I guess. No Diddy instead of no homo.
Why?
Because no Diddy.
No Diddy.
Yeah, because no matter what you say, it's just like, yeah, no Diddy, bro.
It is officially no Diddy.
Yeah, it is officially no Diddy.
Tony, you want to delve into the Meek Mill audio?
He said you want to delve into the Meek Mill audio? We ain't got enough time for that.
Damn, man.
But I'll say, because then once I hear that, I'm going to have to go back and listen to lyrics of songs and stuff. I ain't got time. I swear I ain't got no time.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. But let's see. We're going to actually push it over to Tony now. Last week, we had Tony ask us a personal question. All right. So we're going to go ahead and see what other questions Tony may have for us. Tony, take it away.
Okay.
Oh, before you do that, my bad, bro. I say, since we in the car, y'all already know what it is. I say, I'm about to fire this drawing up real quick.
Oh, my God.
Man, you already know, bro. And I got the Bruce Doyetsky in here, the Charles Mikowski. But, yeah, okay. go ahead, Tony, and leave off with your questions, brother.
Okay. So the question I have today.
Oh, you wrote it down?
I was going through some questions.
He wrote it down.
If you could choose only one condiment to eat for the rest of your life, which would you choose? That was condiment.
He said that was condiment.
Frank's Red Hot. Gotta be Frank's.
You hear me? That was a
Frank's
quick answer.
Red Hot?
That was a quick ass answer.
Yep.
I put that shit on everything.
I put that shit on. Yeah, you got. I put that shit on everything, dude. You
oh,
got
that's
you.
Been the slogan forever, bro. That's funny as shit.
You I put know that what I shit think? On everything.
You wanna know what I say?
What?
What?
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese?
Blue cheese.
No, but listen, bro, that is your last condiment ever.
That's my last condiment.
So that means like burgers.
It's better than ranch.
No, listen.
It's better than ranch. It's better than mustard.
Oh, hold on.
It's better than sugar.
Wait, what?
We don't really count sugar as a condiment.
Okay.
you can still use spices and sugar.
Relish.
Okay.
Relish. It's just all around better.
Here, listen. Listen, as a blue cheese fan.
Yes.
Okay? No, listen, because I'm going to give you some pushback here.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to give you some pushback here because I love blue cheese. But blue cheese is for chicken, bro. It is only for chicken. there's nothing else you should be putting blue cheese on. So
a burger? So, no, what? You crazy.
That's too much stank in a burger, bro.
It's not enough.
It's too not much stank. All right, so, all right, listen. If I give you burger, because yes. I don't hate it in a burger either. I don't hate it in a burger.
It has that the clumps listen, of cheese listen. In it, too.
What else can you put it on besides those two things? Ooh. And don't be filthy.
And don't be filthy. Okay, besides chicken and...
In burgers.
In burgers.
What can you put blue cheese on that is not filthy?
Fries.
That's filthy.
Sick, bro. That's sick.
That's crazy.
It's not that sick.
That's disgusting.
It's
man.
Not that crazy.
Come,
that's dude. Not that crazy.
Dude, come on. You're going to make me hate blue cheese and I love it.
It's
but,
not that
crazy. But I can taste a potato and blue cheese in my mouth right now, and that is sick. That is disgusting to me.
It is not that crazy.
Listen, all right. This one is actually very hard for me, all right? But I need to get off of this blue cheese stuff because that's wild, all right? This is actually kind of hard as a condiment to pick this one because I love ranch on everything, but you can't put ranch on a steak. And you can't put ranch on a burger.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't put it on fries. The only condiment that can literally go on anything besides hot sauce, because that's great. I wouldn't pick Frank's. I'd pick Louisiana. But that's just because my mama from the South,
ooh.
And that's what I'm used to.
Ooh, okay.
But A1 steak sauce. You have to. You can literally put that on everything. Say one thing that'll be nasty.
A bologna sandwich.
Fries?
What? A bologna sandwich?
Yeah.
What are you
fries with,
for anyway?
Fries
you
with A1?
Stop eating bologna.
Fries with steak sauce.
What'd you say, Zach?
Fries with steak sauce.
Steakhouse fries. Have you never had a steak with fries on the side and then just
now you reach it. You reach it.
Am
I
really
never,
reaching?
I've never seen anybody do that.
It tastes good. I had it.
I've never seen nobody do that.
Steak fries.
You are a rare breed.
One steak.
No, it's not. It's not something that I do. But it's something that I would. You know what I'm saying?
You're a rare breed.
Since I'm not constrained to only one condiment, I don't do it. All right?
Okay.
So I'm like with me, I put ketchup and mustard on my fries. Well, I put them in one spot and then I just twist it all up until it's orange. Yeah. And then I eat it like that because I need the tang on the end of the ketchup. So that's what I do. All right. But if I couldn't have any other condiment, steak sauce is great with fries.
Okay. I'm going to have to take your word for it because I'm never doing that.
Hey, man, next time
because I'm never doing that. Next time
you go to a steakhouse, if you get a steak and fries on the side, man, just dip it in A1. I'm not saying make a meal of it. I'm just saying see what it tastes like. That's all I'm saying.
Dip it in A1.
Oh, God.
Just don't dip it in no blue cheese like Filthy McNasty over here.
What do you mean? Like, that'll be the best.
Bro, that's so
chunky blue cheese. Mm.
First of all, the chunky blue cheese is the best. Oh, that's...
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
The chunky blue cheese is the best, but if I ever seen a nigga throw it on fries or a baked potato or something like that, I'd have to call the police or something. Like, they gotta get him out the restaurant.
On a baked potato?
Blue cheese.
What?
It's still potato.
That's the best. You put blue cheese on baked potatoes?
I would.
Oh, nah.
Oh, my God, man.
I would.
No, see, I thought I was the nastiest person with food because I eat all type of weird shit. But I say, because I'll just throw peanut butter in a bowl and then put some...
Now, that's nasty.
And then put some syrup on it.
That's nasty.
And then I whip it all up.
No.
Nigga, that's ghetto caramel. Nigga, what that you mean? That's ghetto caramel. And then, like put it on some bread. Nigga, it's a sandwich, nigga. What you mean? You just must not like peanut butter.
I don't like that.
You a hater. You
coming
a hater.
From the blue cheese guy.
Yeah, for real.
Now he's sick to his stomach.
Yeah, come on, man.
He said, no, he's sick to his stomach. Hell no. I can't believe you said blue cheese, though, because I agree with hot sauce. Only reason I wouldn't say hot sauce though is because I got bad guts now, and I can't have that shit all the time.
What, hot sauce? It's your big ass age, bro. You can't have hot sauce every day.
Did you say my big ass age?
Yeah.
Shut your ass up, bro. I'm not that old, bro.
Your big ass age.
But yeah, I can't eat that shit no more all the time. Like every now and then, not even every now and then. Every Friday. When I drop off all the kids and I don't have to pick nobody up. In the morning, probably around 9:30, I go to Subway. Every Friday. Every single Friday, nigga. Girl, I go to Subway. I get a chicken bacon ranch premium footlong sub on Italian urban cheese.
Okay.
And I throw a gang of jalapenos on that bitch.
Mm.
Because that's the only hot shit. Well, I put other stuff on there, but y'all need to know my whole thing. Yeah, y'all need to know it. It's a bit filthy. Cause
as long as it's
sloppy as fuck. No. Okay. But no, I put jalapenos on there, and then I be sick to my stomach for about 2 days during every week. Because I have to eat it, but I know I can't. So that hot sauce shit would kill me. That hot sauce shit would kill me if I had to only have that shit.
Oh,
hell
shit.
No, that was a good ass question. That turned into a whole bunch of shit. Yeah. Got any other questions, Tony? Before we drop into some more personal topics, we did get real personal knowing Tony might
put fucking blue cheese.
But dude, what?
Jesus Christ!
I almost got to try it now. I got some blue cheese inside the. It's like the fridge right now.
I do too.
Where's the best blue cheese from? Ooh. Not one that you buy in a store. Something that's like that you ordered, like from a restaurant or something. Where do you think the best blue cheese is? And then I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Worst bar.
I have been to the worst bar before, but I haven't had that blue cheese.
You gotta have this blue cheese burger.
Mm. You know who got some real good blue cheese?
Who?
Outback Steakhouse.
They do?
Them niggas do that shit perfect.
Chunky?
Yeah. It's like medium chunky, nigga. It's like medium chunky. Like you gonna medium fuck around chunk. And get it. You gonna fuck around and get a chunk, but it's still like real smooth though.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit good, bro. It go. Me and this nigga bonding on blue cheese. This is weird.
I swear to God.
Straight up. See, we've been talking about this shit so long. I ain't even sparked this L yet. see, nigga, this is entertaining as fuck. We need some more questions from Tony, dog. This is gonna definitely be a weekly thing. Oh, but yeah, we gonna give him another one real quick, because I don't know how long that's gonna branch out. Because I actually do want to get into our other topic. This might be one of our longest shows.
Yeah.
I'll say, because we're probably at least getting close to like an hour now, at least.
Oh, we're already an hour 20 right now.
I mean, we're still gonna have cuts and stuff though, right? So that's why I'm saying it. But yeah, we're not many cuts.
We're gonna be like hour 40 maybe.
Oh shit! Pat yourselves on the back, y'all. This is basically a live show, man.
Ooh, yeah,
clap
shit.
It up, nigga.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody. But shit, yeah, Tony, go ahead, kick us with another question real quick, and then we'll hop into the last topic before bookmarks.
Okay, so this question is like a test of your nuts. Whoa. Okay,
so you mean balls as in like bravery, or balls as in just balls?
Balls as in just balls.
Okay.
How gullible do you consider yourself?
I'm gullible than a motherfucker.
Now,
you can tell me. It's speaking, raining men, and I'll look
speaking
up.
Of, are you speaking of like relationship experience or like what?
Oh, brother, I'm just talking about like everything. Like I said, you can tell me it's raining men, and I'll look up.
That's right. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's how you accidentally catch somebody in your mouth. Don't do that.
Hey, yo, catching in the mouth?
Hey, hey, man.
No diddy.
Gullible? I don't think I'm very gullible. It's probably mostly just because I'm stubborn.
Yeah.
Like anytime stubborn. Somebody will tell me some shit, I just do some quick thinking and I'll just be like, no. No, I don't think so. I don't think that's right. Or no, that doesn't. Like I look shit up. I'm that type of nigga. Like you tell me something and then I walk away, I'll go look it up. And if it's wrong, I'm gonna come back and tell you.
So you're not that gullible.
I don't believe so. Okay. I don't think I'm gullible.
When would be a situation when you were gullible?
Back when I first started fucking with hoes.
Damn, the hoes get you?
Yeah, when I first started getting them.
They slip you up and trip you up?
Yeah, when you first start getting them, you don't know what to do. So then you just like, yeah, man, all of this is great. But you don't know how females act. You don't know what's real until you get some experience down the line, you know?
Yeah.
But then at that point, like I'm not gullible to that stuff now. But yeah, when I was a child, well, not a child, because I didn't jump off the porch, so I was damn near 18. But yeah, when I was younger, definitely gullible when it came to females. But that's just thing because I think I was thinking with my other head though.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
You gullible, Tony?
Okay. That's all the questions I got.
No, Tony, you gullible?
Am I gullible? You know, if they pretty enough, I might just jump off a roof. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to even hold you up. Like, if they pretty enough and if they got my attention, bro, them bitches can tell me to move out of state.
Whoa.
And that's crazy. So like my gullibleness is like crazy.
So you're saying you only gullible when it comes to females?
Yes, I'm only gullible when it comes to
females. So like a nigga can't tell you some off the wall shit now you believe it?
Probably not.
He said probably not.
Probably not.
Hell no.
Gullibility. Wait, unless this Diddy shit, if this Diddy shit got me, then
oh no, this nigga just said he gonna get tricked by Diddy. Oh no.
Oh damn. Diddy, bro, got you hot in the pants?
I don't think he did it.
Oh my god, here we go.
I don't think he did shit. I don't think he touched nobody. I don't think he molested nobody. That nigga
Hey, slow down, brother. You got a little bit too much dip on your chip. All right.
Oh my god. Look.
He said, I don't believe it.
He was
one of the people outside of R. Kelly's his courthouse with one of them signs saying he ain't do it.
Yeah, I was about to say, you could close your eyes and hear that outside of R. Kelly courthouse.
Oh, exactly. My fucking god. Y'all have no faith.
He said, y'all
no, I ain't got no faith.
Not in Diddy. All right, finally, here we go, y'all. This is the point I've been trying to get to. Besides lighting up this joint. There we go.
Trevor showing emotion, y'all. Feeling.
Oh, man, shut up. All right, this shit gonna be funny a little bit. But a lot of people that know me personally think that I, like, have no emotions at all. I would like to say that is just stoicism. I'm kind of like a brick wall sometimes, but brick walls can still be damaged, y'all. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what I wanted to talk about... Tony, you go ahead and light this up, because I'm over here talking, and I can't like that shit. What I want to talk about is moments of vulnerability, y'all. Specifically, crying. In times that we have cried and the reasons for it.
Oh, man.
All right? So, this is a little bit different for me. You know, I'm getting vulnerable here with y'all. So...
Just facts over feelings. Let's go.
Man, this is definitely feelings over facts right now, though. Well, it's a fact that I have these feelings. So
it's a fact that I have.
The same. It's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same.
All right, but yeah, we gonna start it off real kosher. All right. One of the times recently that I cry, like, and I know it'll just make me cry every time I see it. Have you guys seen the movie Coco?
I know what you're talking about, though.
It's the movie of like a Spanish kid, like they're celebrating like the Day of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So there's this. Well, the plot line just goes, they have to put a picture on their mantle so that they're remembered in the afterlife. This boy, he goes into basically the spirit world, and then he meets who his, I believe his great grandfather actually is. And as soon as they figure out their family, he starts withering away because no one's remembering him anymore. His daughter is starting to forget him. And his daughter is the main character's grandmother. And he hurry ups and gets out of the underworld, gets back to his grandma, and then starts singing the song that her dad used to sing to her. And then before the song ends, she starts singing the lyrics. Given this woman says nothing. This woman says nothing throughout the whole movie. She's stopped talking for years. As soon as she starts hearing the lyrics of the song, she starts singing it with her grandson, dude. That puts that big-ass fucking ball in my goddamn throat, bro. Like, that is so goddamn sad. Because then, like, my fiancée turned and looked at me. She was like, are you crying? I was just like, I'm like, it's so happy. She remembered her dad, bro. She remembered her fucking dad. And I'm like, literally just crying, dude. It felt good, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It felt good to let that go. Because I'm not too emotional of a person.
Well, that's this deep.
Dog, and I wanted to start off with an easy one. Because, I mean, we've all cried to different movies. Like, what are some Disney movies you guys have cried to? Like, I'm sure we
open season
stuff. Like,
what? Open Season.
Oh, dude, yeah. The end of Open Season, bro.
Open Season.
I cried in the movie theater, bro. Oh, my God. Bro, when
the animals are getting hunted, bro.
Dude.
Fucking Lion King.
Dude.
Lion King didn't get me.
Too. Lion King ain't get you when Mufasa got stomped out? It ain't get you?
Damn, oh, are you human? Wild.
He Jesus, has no heart.
Jeez.
Well, here's something that might get you, all right, besides that movie shit.
No, you know what got me?
What?
Iron Giant.
You're right, dude. Iron Giant is a sad movie.
Yeah.
It's a sad movie.
Iron Giant is sad as fuck, for real. And this one is good as hell, for real. Here you go. And let me hit y'all with another one real quick. This one's actually a bit more sad. So, I was on the toilet, all right? This is probably like a few weeks ago, all right?
Yeah.
I was on the toilet just scrolling and stuff. And then I see a video of a middle-aged woman and an older man.
Mm-hmm.
So the man turns to her and he looks at her and he's like, oh, how far along are you? And then she turns and looks at him and she's like, what? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then she's just like, I'm 26 weeks or however many weeks. And he's just like, Yeah, the baby's going to be old before you know it. And then she's just like, yeah, well, it's just kind of hard right now. Like, you know, I'm taking care of my dad and, you know, the dad's not around and stuff like that. And, you know, he's dealing with health problems and it's really hard. And he's just like, you know what? You're going to do just fine. I believe in you. You're going to do great. And then she says, thank you. Given they're sitting at a bus stop right now.
Yeah.
The bus comes, she gets up, she's about to walk to the bus, and then she turns to him and she says, Dad, get up. This is our bus.
Oh, shit.
And the man is so confused. He is so confused because he just asked this woman about the baby, about the grandfather and everything, and he is the grandfather. And basically, he just has dementia.
Yeah.
And this seems to be something that they go through all the time. Dude, I was sitting on the toilet. I'm literally bawling. For real. You can check one of the fucking comments. and shit that I dropped on it, it's actually still going. For some reason, my Instagram comments go crazy. I probably got like 400-500 on it. But yeah, I was just like, why am I sitting here just fucking bawling right now, dude?
Jesus.
Dude, that's sad as fuck, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
As soon as his head dead, I was just like, oh my God, he doesn't know. Like, dude, I was so fucking sad, dude. It hurt my heart.
Jesus.
It hurt my heart, bro. Yeah, like, seriously,
I mean,
man.
I feel it.
That is so crazy, because that has to be one of the hardest things to fucking deal with.
Yeah.
Like, loving somebody who you know loves you, but they can't remember it. Yeah. Like, and it's so fucking crazy, dude. Man, that's making me sad. It's making me sad all over again. That shit's wild. Oh, Jesus. One of y'all niggas tell y'all story about crying before I keep thinking about it.
Kind of in the same vein as Trevor. I was watching a video. I think this was when my daughter was like 9 months old. I think she was sleeping on my chest or something. And I was watching this video of this dad washing bottles. And he was like, dude, I know washing bottles sucks and putting it on the drying rack, but you never know when the last bottle that you're going to wash is. And that shit killed me, dude. Cause like it did like a time lapse of like newborn bottles, sippy cups. And then it wasn't there. And then, like, I just, oh, God.
They're going to grow up, bro.
Dude, oh, my fucking God.
I still got bottles in my house because I keep popping them out.
Yeah, you got a brand new one.
Yeah, but man, yeah, they're going to grow up, bro. And it's going to be faster than we fucking know it, dude. I say it's gonna be a sad little time. Like everyone always just like, oh, I can't wait till the kids go out of my house.
No, dude, I don't want that shit to happen.
No, but I'm just saying, like, a lot of parents say that. But then, like, the day that it's just like, all right, now they're not going to live under my roof anymore. Like, I'm not going to see them every day. Yeah it's going to change you, dude. It's definitely going to fucking change you, yeah. Dude. I say Mr. Stonewall over here. He don't know. I'm watching him, bro.
Y'all don't know. Y'all got me thinking about, like, all this shit. Like, because I'm a dad of three.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I can't help but think about the time that my dad didn't pick me up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, my dad, he didn't pick me up when my mom told me that he was supposed to pick me up. And I was just standing outside with my bags, you know what I'm saying? And
bro, that's sad. That's fucking sad, dude.
I just couldn't get picked up. He didn't pick me up.
That's so fucking sad, dude.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. So, like, when I think of my kids that I got now, like, I make sure that I get them. Like, I just dropped them off today. And I make sure that I get them. And I make sure I spend my time with them. But, I don't know. That's my little sad little story.
Yeah, man.
My dad didn't get me.
But I'll say, like, I'm not poking fun when I say this. But Zach, like, when Tony said that, what did you see?
What do you mean?
When he said he had his bags packed and, like, waiting for his dad, what did you see? And I'll tell you what I saw.
I saw a little Tony on the side of the street with his backpack and waiting for his dad.
See, and I think I made it sadder in my head because even though he said he was outside, I didn't picture you outside. I pictured you in the window. And I think that's much more sad. See, like, and I'm making myself sad. I'm fucking accident.
Damn.
See, this is why I don't like talking about shit like this, because then I start talking. You feel me? it's nice to let it off, you know, every now and then.
Dude, like, every I cry weekly. You gotta let it go.
Every time I cry, especially that time on the toilet, dude, I needed that. I needed that because it was crazy. I was like crying so much I just started laughing because I'm just like, why the fuck am I crying, dude? Like, I don't know what is going on right now. Oh, but shit. I'm actually, before we, Jesus Christ, this joint, man. My bad, y'all, but I don't know what strain this is, but it's hitting.
This joint about to make you cry.
Yeah, if I stop breathing. Yeah, but what was I saying? Yeah, I actually got two more stories for you guys. One of them's really quick, and the other one might turn into another conversation. But like I said, man, we going long on this video, y'all. We definitely going. Yeah, man, applause to y'all straight up. Nah, because the first one ended off like around 48 some minutes, some shit like that. So yeah, we chugging along, y'all. But I'll say, so I'm trying to touch all the emotions of when I was crying and why, you know what I mean? So the first one, what was the first one I gave you? First one I was giving you, like, it was a happy cry. You know, the second one that I gave y'all was the oh, Jesus, because now I'm thinking about it. So the second one I gave y'all was the sad cry. Mm-hmm. Here's the mad one. So y'all know my brother, fucking, his name's Theo. I'm calling him Theo right now because this is a real story, all right? Okay. And he's actually on his way to my house right now from Virginia. So hopefully he listens to this episode.
Fucking shout out, Ricky. Oh, Ricky. Rico.
Ricky. Ricky. Might as well be Ricky. He made the shit up.
Ricky.
But when we were kids, my brother was a piece of shit, okay? Damn. Literally. Like me and him didn't have a good relationship until we fought when I was already in, like, my 20s. So we had fought, and then we've been cool ever since. Like, maybe it was like he had to see me as a man, like as an actual threat sometimes, where it wasn't just, oh, you're my little brother, I'm gonna do what I want to you. So one night, we probably had to have been maybe middle school age, something like that. He's only a year older than me. But we were just probably just watching TV or playing a game or something like that. And it was either my turn to watch something or it was my turn to play the game because we shared a room. So we had to figure out what turns were, but turns didn't really happen because I'm the little brother. You know what I'm saying? This one day when it was my turn, he didn't want it so bad that he hit me. And when I was younger, I would just let shit like that happen. So he hit me, and he saw that it did nothing. So he hit me again. And then I just start breathing real hard. And then he just, like, he, like, throw a three-piece at me. Nothing in the face, but he throw a three-piece at me. And I'm just breathing hard as hell. You know how fucking Super Saiyans look and shit? Or how any fucking, like, superheroes be looking when they get mad and shit like that?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just standing there, little kid, hands balled up, breathing hard as hell like this. All right.
Yeah.
He get in his last hit that I allow him. And then I just walk out of the room and I run to my parents' room. And I just fall out crying. Not because it hurt. Not because I'm sad I didn't get my turn. I was crying because I knew if I put my hands on him that night, I was going to kill him. And that scared the shit out of me. There's been a lot of times. My brother's was such a dick back in the day. There's been a lot of times where I felt like that. Where I'm just like, I know, like, I'm glad me and you never fought until I was an adult. Because if I was a kid, I wouldn't know where the line is. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's just the angry time where the cry was. But, hey, man, if I would have put hands on him, he would have been through the door. I promise y'all. I promise y'all.
Jesus.
And this is the last one I believe y'all with. And this is the scary one. Have you all heard of sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have either one of you guys experienced it?
No, thank God.
I think so.
Explain what it is.
Where you like wake up, but you still sleep. And you like stuck and you can't move.
Yeah, yeah, exactly yeah. That. Exactly that.
And you think something's going to come in the room or something.
That might be your shit. That might be your part of it. That ain't too much happened to me.
The hat man? The hat man?
Bro, listen, all right? So I was a kid, again, just taking like a nap in the middle of the day type shit. It got to be like summer break or something like that. And I wake up. I can see my TV to the left of me. I see myself laying on the bed. I see the posters on the wall. I see my little locker on the side because we had them little fucking NBA lockers and shit that was real hot in the early 2000s. So we had all that. I'm about to get out of bed. I can't move. I can't move at all. So I'm trying to move my arms. Nothing's moving. I try to move my legs. Nothing's moving. At this point, I start noticing that I'm not breathing. That requires movement, right?
Yeah.
I'm not breathing at all, bro. And I don't know how long it lasted, nigga. It felt like an eternity. It felt like a fucking eternity. It could have been seconds, bro. I don't fucking know. As soon as I started moving, though, I caught my breath. I fell straight to the ground. I ran to my mama room again because that was the spot to go. I ran to my mama room. I told her what happened. And you know my mama. She started busting out the prayer oil and...
Oh, nah.
Bro, dog. It was everything. But I was already crying at that point because I was terrified.
Oh, nah.
I didn't get the little black faceless people that people be talking about when they get sleep paralysis. What I did have that everyone expresses, though, is that weight.
Yeah.
That weight on your chest to feel like something's sitting on you. Maybe that's why I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
That's not why I couldn't move completely, though, because even if a bitch shouldn't sitting on your chest, you can still move your legs and your arms. But that shit scared the life out of me. And I'm glad it has never happened again. Because I feel like this was different than lucid dreaming. Because I feel like you see yourself outside of yourself when you lucid dream, right?
Yeah.
Like you kind of like, it's like astral projecting. Like when you jump out of your body and you can see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When in sleep paralysis, nigga, you can't see yourself. You still in your body. You just have zero control. And having no control is the scariest thing ever. I didn't sleep but I didn't have a good night's sleep for a long time after that shit. That made a nigga cry out of fucking fear, nigga. I was scared to death. I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen to me. Because at first you just think you're dead.
Yeah.
you just think you're dead and your spirit hasn't come out your body yet.
Jesus Christ, man.
Bro, it is the most sobering, like, before I've ever been intoxicated. It was the most sobering thing that ever happened to me in my life.
Oh, my God.
And two of those are stories that I've never told anybody.
Damn.
So super vulnerable with y'all. But yeah. I guess I did want to get it off my chest because this was my topic.
Pod exclusive, you know what I mean?
Right, this would have been on Patreon, but we ain't got that yet. Yeah, bro. See, your boy could get vulnerable too.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Trevor. That's crazy.
Oh man, I appreciate that. Yeah, man, that sleep paralysis shit is scary, bro. Like, I know you're just thinking about that right now.
Dude, I'm like looking over my shoulder right now.
Like,
dude.
All the time we were working and shit, I never brought it up or anything. When all the shit we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's just because it was too much, bro. Like, literally, like, the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. And you've heard everything else that's happened.
Yeah.
So,
Jesus
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, so if anyone ever says anything about that or anything, please take them seriously.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking real, dude.
Jesus.
I don't think I was cursed or anything. like I don't think it was a witch or anything. I don't know what that is. I just think I was stuck in our I just think I was stuck in REM. I think that's what it's supposed to be, some shit like that. Like stuck in REM, but my brain is still telling me to wake up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to get scientific about it. Oh y'all. Jesus Christ. Like I said, I just got vulnerable with y'all, man.
Yeah.
Man, but you know what? You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's just kick it over to bookmarks, unless anything jogged in y'all memory about some vulnerable times. I say, because we can kick it to bookmarks. We've been rocking for a minute, y'all.
Nah, I think I'm good.
Nice.
You got
nice.
Anything, Tony?
Yeah, I'm good.
Nice, y'all. I say, questions for us next week. I'll say, because that's always a good conversation, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely always good. I got the questions. You got to pull out the notepad on the ass next time.
Yeah.
Shit, but wait, Zach, did you have any bookmarks this week?
I got a couple. Nothing serious. Somebody put up an ignorant ass picture. Somebody put up a picture of Gabrielle Union and Candace Owens next to each other and called Candace Owens Gabrielle Confederacy.
Oh no! It says Gabrielle Union and Gabrielle Confederacy.
Yeah, that shit was.
That's what it's.
That shit is so ignorant.
I'm actually currently in a Instagram argument about that.
About what?
Because somebody said, like, someone had said two beautiful black queens. And then somebody said, well, one of them has things all wrong. And I was like, yeah, Union. And now people hate me.
you just starting shit. Because what's wrong with Gabrielle Union?
Nothing, exactly. Dude.
You just like pot stirring.
Not Jesus. Even really pot stirring. I just like upping people who aren't fucking victims. And Candace Owens isn't a victim to me, so I like upping her. That's literally all it is. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
I mean, her son's kind of weird. Or daughter, or whatever you want to say.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's actually a really good meme. I'm glad he brought that up because that's
pretty fucking funny. A couple weeks ago, President Biden and Doc Rivers, dude,
what's Dr. Rivers?
Dude, what's Doc Rivers' government? Is it Doc? Is it Doc?
His name's not Doctor, bro.
Oh, that's a nickname.
Is his name Doctor?
No, it's Glenn. It's Glenn.
Jesus Christ. Glenn, why would his name be Doctor?
I don't know. But apparently they met last week in the most random fucking collaboration in history. But somebody said sources say they bonded over riding the coattails of the most talented coworkers in 2008.
That's ignorant.
Obama and Kevin Garnett.
Right. Joe Biden been with everybody lately. He was with Glorilla recently.
Dude.
Yeah, that day he just trying to get them votes out, bro. He's trying to get the black votes by lying to niggas. And then he's trying to get the gay votes by pandering to niggas. Yeah, I know. That's why he had to be like, yeah. So even though, like, because what is it? Today is Easter, but on the 31st, it is actual, like some type of trans holiday.
Trans Visibility Day.
Yeah, Trans Visibility Day, which is always on the 31st. It's just so happened that Easter also dropped on it.
Yeah.
But, like, he made it a point to be like, He said it like he was like rewriting history, though. He was like, this year, Trans Visibility Day is going to be the same day as Easter. But he said it like he made it that way instead of the fucking moon and stars and shit.
He knows what he's doing.
He's trying to bait
a certain audience.
I know, but like he already has a certain audience in his pocket, though. I just want to get my people out.
Your people?
Yeah. The people who aren't on the mental plantation.
Oh, my God.
We have to stop voting Democrat, black people, okay?
Yes, vote socialist. Everybody vote socialist. Fuck the Democrat. Fuck the Republican.
Not socialist.
Why not?
We can be like, we could still be like capitalist.
Oh, but, no, you lost.
But me. No, listen. We can be capitalist, but we can just make sure that we allocate funds into the bullshit that you like.
That's social democracy. Fuck that.
What's wrong with social democracy?
Because it still panders to landlords and CEOs. Fuck that. Fuck
people
that.
Should be able to gain wealth in their country, Zach.
Yes. Socialism is not about no fucking wealth. I'm not saying that.
No, but it's about shared wealth for some people who don't deserve it.
You think landlords don't exist in China?
They do, but their money doesn't belong. Their money doesn't belong to them.
What are you saying, dude?
Dog, once you make a certain amount of money out there, your money isn't your money no more.
Don't you think that's kind of a good thing?
No, because you shouldn't be able to tell me how to spend my money.
And I don't think billionaires should exist. So
then tax me more.
That's what they're doing.
No, it's not. Because that's what people are complaining about.
Yeah, all right. Off topic.
Yeah, we got into a whole bunch of shit, my bad.
We might get into that another day. Yeah, but I don't know if y'all are keeping up with NFL free agency. But did you guys see that Calvin Ridley got $100 million?
$100 million?
Yes, dude. He got $92
million. for how long?
4 years.
4 years. You said 192?
No, 4 years, $92
million. Oh, 92 in total?
Yes.
What's that?
That's crazy.
4 years, 92. That's like...
That's 24, I think. No. Like eight... No.
It's 20 something. Just 20 something a year. 20 plus a couple. Like,
yeah.
That's not that big.
Yeah,
for a star. Well, he's not a star. 30.
Calvin Ridley. I've been riding with Calvin, and you know what I mean. Fuck that. He shouldn't have been banned for as long as he did. When we have domestic abusers walking free, you know what I mean. But Calvin Ridley getting almost $100 million is fucking wild. Dude, let me read you his stats last year real quick off the top.
Let me read you his stats.
And you know, this isn't my money, so I'm not really tripping that hard. You know what I mean? Go ahead, spend it however you want. But is 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns $92 million?
What is that for a second string running back? I mean, second string wide receiver.
Yeah, he's not a number one target. He wasn't last year.
But as a second target, 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns is not bad.
It's not bad, but are you paying him $92 million?
How much are they paying the number one? That's what you would have to have it comparable to. He's not the number one target. He's honestly since we got the tight end now, he's honestly not number two neither.
No, he's in Tennessee. He's in Tennessee now.
Oh, is he is
their number one.
Oh, okay. Then I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it because they even though his last year he didn't play for Tennessee last year, right?
No, he played for Jacksonville.
Exactly. So now they can't just – they're basing it off of what he did as the number two guy.
Yeah.
He's going to get more targets, then, the money makes sense.
I think they're basing it off of what he did in Atlanta. with, you know, before all the gambling shit, which, yeah, but
yeah, probably so. But I'm not mad at it no more. Yeah. I'm not mad at it no more. He's the number one target there.
Yeah, shout out Calvin Ridley, get that bag, yo, man.
Right.
All right, y'all got anything else?
Nah, man. Just like always, y'all. Just make sure you follow that Twitter account. I'm trying to drop more on there consistently. I really do want to talk to our listeners to see what you guys would like to talk about, would like to hear at the show. Also, I am trying to go ahead and get this Google number put together so we can eventually have a call in.
Harold, call every week. I know you listen.
Harold, call every week. I don't mind if Harold calls. I love talking to Harold.
What if it's just Harold every week?
then it's just going to be his segment. If it's Harold every week, Harold gets his own segment. Yeah. Right? If it's no one else but Harold, he gets his own segment. You heard that, Harold. You get your own segment.
Let's go, Harold. Let's go, man.
he said, let's go, Harold. But yeah, trying to get that call in line together. So that hopefully on Sundays, even while we are recording, because we do these shows on Sunday and drop them on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we'll probably try to get calls screened like during the show, try to take them during the show. So we'll let you know what times you all can call, but you won't know that information unless you follow our Twitter. That is Zach N Black Pod. Letter N, y'all. Zach N Black Pod on X/Twitter. Please make sure you guys follow us there.
Yep.
But yeah, I'll go ahead and kick it right over to you to finish out the outro, Zach.
All right. As always, like, subscribe, follow, download the shit out of every episode. Tell your mom, tell your sister, tell your baby mama to download the episode.
To her baby daddy and then his other baby mamas.
Yep. Everybody download that episode.
They got a couple.
Yeah.
Remember, like I said last week, and them is the important part, all right? Tell your mama and them.
Yeah.
Because and them is more than one person.
Yeah. Wherever you get your podcasts, you know, Pandora, iHeart, Spotify, not Apple yet because they want bread. Deezer. You know what I mean? All right, we're going to get out of y'all here. Deuces.
Peace.